talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, it's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's Friday, Friday afternoon now, Getaway Friday, Friday the 13th. 2020, March the 13th, 12 minutes past the hour, Exchange Club. Charlie Evers along with us today and also joined by Jeff Ruth, who was here with us this morning. Well, Jeff, you went out and you braved the store.
I got out, went, got three oranges, I got some bread and milk. And I went to the Kroger's there by the mall. And there were only, I did, since I didn't have much, normally I don't like the self-checkout, but there were only two people in front of me, so didn't take me long at all.
Now, this is one of the weirdest things in radio, to get a report from the grocery store about things are.
Oh,
this is what it's come to in the coronavirus age. We get reports from the grocery store. Well, Charlie, you really didn't get a chance to talk much about it on your show at all. We had Dr. Arusi from the Marion City Schools call in. There will be no school Monday for any county school or city school. The schools will dismiss today, will not be back in session until Monday, April the 6th, maybe at this point. It will be home instruction for two of those weeks, spring break for one of those weeks. They're trying to set up food and child care things. You cannot go into a nursing home now if you have a loved one in a nursing home. You cannot go in. You cannot go into the psychiatric hospitals. And the grocery stores were a mess yesterday and possibly were this morning and maybe will be later on today. What do you make of this? Have you ever seen anything like it?
Close to it. The blizzard of 78.
People were running to the grocery store for that?
Oh, boy, were they. Oh, and there were cigarettes. Cigarette smokers were more prominent then. And they wanted cigarettes no matter how they could get them.
So that was the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
What is the thing with the toilet paper and the Clorox, though, that you're going to run out of toilet paper? Is that the idea?
I sure wouldn't want to substitute Clorox for toilet paper.
And there wasn't, because I did, even though I don't need toilet paper, I did go down the aisle and there was no toilet paper.
Toilet paper was out
toilet
at Kroger.
Toilet paper was out at Kroger's, huh?
So we can't get toilet paper. What will we do?
I mean, that's just one of those things that's in the closet. I mean, I probably got 2 months' worth of toilet paper.
But I guess what I'm saying, why is that the thing for coronavirus? Why? I don't understand. It's when there's a snowstorm, you don't run out and buy toilet paper.
Maybe some people do. It's milk and bread for the storms. But
well, do they think we're going to stop manufacturing toilet paper or something?
I don't know.
I don't understand the toilet paper.
Well, that was interesting during the blizzard of 78. Everybody jammed the stores and bought up every type of heater they could find.
Well, that makes sense, though, because they were cold.
Well, yeah.
But what does toilet paper have to do with a flu?
I don't know. It would be bad to be without it and without a heat supplier.
Well, I think the heat will stick up. Does anybody know the answer to this riddle? Why is it toilet paper and Clorox for coronavirus?
Well, the Clorox for cleaning and so forth.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, wouldn't Purell and that sort of thing work if you were going to go outside?
Yeah, and I imagine they're probably out of that as well.
Don't we have to understand again that this is a viral infection? You actually have to come in contact with somebody? Go ahead, caller.
Boy, did you have your subscription to the Marian Star?
No, I don't.
You might have to use that and substitute for toilet paper there.
Keep those Sears catalogs on hand.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're going to have to substitute with something there. I too was at the store there the other night, like I was telling Aunt Charlie this morning about how the aisles were all cleaned out and the people were using sanitary wipes for it now.
sanitary wipes for toilet paper?
That's what they were telling me. I said, that's kind of going to extreme.
I don't know. There's some chemicals in those sanitary wipes that I'm not sure you should be using for toilet paper.
But that's what they say they're doing. They're making a run on that because they can't.
Go get a paper towel or a tissue or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It seemed like they had a pretty good stock of paper towels left. It's just the toilet paper.
No, don't use the sanitary wipes. That's not going to
work. Oh, I'm not.
Yeah. No, no.
No, that's equivalent to using a rag with some WD-40 or some kicking chicken on there. Yeah, you're gonna feel that.
Do you understand what the run on toilet paper is at this point? Why are we running toilet paper?
I don't know. It's just panicking. And that's what this is, just a panic stage. And like Charlie said, it was just human nature. If something happens, boy, you're going to get your fair share and some.
I get. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You really can't use, I'm serious, you can't use sanitary wipes as toilet paper. There are chemicals on those things.
Plug up your toilet, too.
That's right. You're good. What, people have lost it again. I mean, I don't. Why is it every time there's any kind of problem, people go a little nutty? Rational thinking goes out the window.
I have no answer.
I would think paper towels, Kleenex, if you had to substitute. But, you know, here's the thing. I would think money might be an issue because there's going to be some financial repercussions from this. I would think food. You might want some food. I understand why people are buying water, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the spigot still works. I don't think it's going to pollute the water. I don't know. I don't. Did anybody watch these press conferences to understand why these are the items that we're supposed to be getting?
I saw the governor's press conference yesterday. The most disturbing thing I saw were the three ladies that did the sign language. They were really strange.
In what way?
Their facial expressions and their body language.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this the last one they had. Oh, it's hard to describe. And I saw the nurse slowly move away from her. So did Divine or Divine. Now I understand. I can't hear very well either. And I never took sign language, but of course, if I did, I don't know if I could even understand what they were doing.
Well, they had three of them.
Yeah.
So they really wanted people to know what was going on.
They took turns.
Isn't that interesting? You know, Jeff, being in the sports world, what do you think the repercussions going to be on a local level by canceling all these games and canceling all the concession and canceling all the ticket sales?
Well, spring sports aren't as nearly important as far as revenue for the schools as the fall sports and the winter sports are. You can go baseball, track field, whatever. Whereas like football, basketball, you got to pay admission for that. But if they don't, if they're closing for 3 weeks, does that mean you can't? It means probably no baseball practice.
How good is that team going to be?
Yeah,
there you go. Go ahead, caller.
We'll have to get back to our heritage. I remember my great grandma talking about using corn husks in the Sears catalog.
The Sears catalog, though, I think is discontinued now, so it might just be...
The internet ruined everything. Can't even go to the bathroom now.
It might just be corn husks.
And who even farms? Or even probably people don't even know what a corn husk is nowadays. They get their canned corn out of the stores, and they don't know nothing about where food comes from.
What a shame.
I liked was the middle section of the Sears catalog, which had yellow sheets in it. Yeah, order sheets, and they were a lot softer.
Oh, Charlie, you've done it before?
Of course.
Oh, so Granny wasn't lying. You guys really did use that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's something. Well, have a good show, fellas.
Okay.
Well, now, wait a second.
It's a little too much information.
Now, wait a second. This is a little interesting. Why? Were you out of toilet paper?
Apparently, sore. I wouldn't have used it. But yeah. Like I say, that middle section that was yellow in color, and boy, it was soft.
Well, the yellow pages are always the best.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What you
said
need.
It, yeah.
There you go.
You were talking about sport. I hear that the Boston Marathon has been now moved to September.
Really?
And the Masters has been, canceled or postponed. Because every weekend there's a tournament. So they've canceled the Masters, and the Masters isn't usually like the middle of April. So, you know, we're talking a month away. So does that mean, everybody loves the Masters. Does that mean you take a weekend where you were going to have a regular tournament and just cancel that and have the Masters? It's just, again, it's just, you know, as they said last night, you know, every hour it's something different. But yeah, they've postponed or canceled the Masters.
What is the reality of how long this will go on? I mean, right now we're on a 3-week timetable, but it's sounding like that's not going to be where this ends up. Masters is late April, is it not?
It's about the third week in April.
Third week
so,
of April.
I mean, we're talking a month away anyway.
Right. So obviously they're already moved. They're moving it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know if they've announced where or when, but they've postponed it for that weekend.
How much money do you think the NCAA brings in during this just 2-3 week period?
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So where does that all go?
Yeah. And you look at Las Vegas. I mean, the next couple weeks, biggest weeks of the year in Vegas. I mean, people will go out. I know somebody very well from here in Marion. He goes out to Vegas. He goes out the first week in Vegas. He plunks a lot of change down to watch his teams play. And the Vegas hotels, the whole travel industry is just taking such a hit.
And what were you saying earlier on, a $13 hotel in Las Vegas?
Circus in Vegas, which is not one of the more upscale hotels, but they're offering rooms for $13 a night.
$13 a night. Can you believe in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Wow.
Think of what the hotels are going to be around here. I wonder if they're hit. I wonder if people not traveling. What happened with this wrestling thing? That's a big money maker that was supposed to happen this weekend,
yep.
Isn't it?
State wrestling tournament.
3-day event.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Columbus. And the girls' basketball tournament was this weekend. You got the boys' basketball tournament next weekend. So, you know, you combine that with the Arnold Classic from last weekend. You know, the hotels, the restaurants, I mean, they're taking, you know, just such a huge hit.
Charlie, what would you think is going to be the long-term effect of this? You were alive when the first Great Depression happened. Do you think it could be that bad? I remember the housing crisis of the early 2000s, or 2007. That almost led to a depression. This would seem worse than a housing crisis to me.
Well, and you look at the stock market.
Oh, didn't they postpone trading yesterday that you couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even talked about the stock market. Oh, yeah. And you look at the last 2 weeks and what it's done to the stock market.
Well, and this is, I guess, what you have to say. You have to, every day is different. And how are you going to get the stock market back up? People are scared. People aren't investing. Money's not going in it. If it does bottom out, what happens?
Good question. What does happen?
I mean, I really don't know. And I would really like to know, are the hospitals prepared for people coming there? I keep hearing we don't have enough kits to do the testing we need to do. You've got to go to a doctor to get the test done. Well, yeah, are doctors taking special precautions about being around people? It is a viral infection.
I would think the healthcare industry's got to be very careful.
Why?
About, you know, because they're out in the front lines. I did hear that President Trump's going to have an address to the nation at 3:00 this afternoon.
It just seems to be getting worse. I mean, we're not backing up here. You know, didn't the president just address the nation Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, yeah.
And now here we are at 3:00 in the afternoon on a Friday. Something is happening internally that's causing a problem here.
Remember when President Roosevelt?
No, I don't.
I do. And we hung on every word he said.
Well, this is the time, you know, politics is kind of rough and has been kind of rough for the last 4 years, but boy, we better say this is the president and we better get behind him and hope he's equipped to deal with whatever needs to be dealt with, because he's the guy calling the shots now. So this is it. So hopefully, I thought the other night, people critique that speech, but I thought he read off the teleprompter. I thought he gave a speech that was sensible,
yeah,
and did what needed to be done, and hopefully that's what happens again today. But I don't know how long this can continue to go on, because if you continue to panic people, that's going to be the real disaster of this.
What's Pelosi's action on all this?
Well, I think she's backing anything that is helpful. I think everybody, right now the campaigns are shut down. Biden is not campaigning. Sanders is not campaigning. Trump is not campaigning. You know, this is a bigger deal right now.
Just a little over a week from now, we'll be voting.
Well, and that's, we're supposed to go ahead with that.
Mm-hmm.
Show up and vote. Will people?
And you look at the Coliseum where I vote. I mean, maybe not 100 people in there at a time, but, you know, peak voting periods like early in the morning or late in the evening. I mean, you could have 100 people at the Coliseum.
In a presidential year?
Yeah. And and again, what, it was funerals, weddings, and religious services and so forth. Are they going to limit the amount of people that can go in? Do you have to, if there's 100 people in there, do you have to wait outside for a half hour till people come out?
Well, Charlie, you and I vote at Dayspring, and it's become one of the busy hubs of voting. Voting.
Yeah.
And in a presidential year, I remember the primaries last time being very packed.
Yeah, and right. Oh, my
land. And you look at a lot of the people that work the elections. A lot of retired people, older people, and they're saying, you know, those are the ones that shouldn't be out in the public. So, you know, if I'm a poll worker and I'm 75 years old, do I want to get out at 6 o'clock in the morning and be there till 8 o'clock in the evening? I'm sure there's some people having second thoughts about that.
Well, and there is a lot of touching that goes involved there. I mean,
well,
you don't
right.
know
when,
who's touched
when they
that.
Take a hold of your driver's license.
Right. Well, but think of the machine you'll be using. How many people have touched
well,
that?
Well, they've cleaned all them.
But will they clean them every time somebody
I'm
uses
sure
them?
Well, who knows?
I don't know.
It's going to be very complicated, and you know, that could have impact, because really there is no Republican primary for president.
No.
But there is one for on the Democratic side. It's Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Well, let's say Joe Biden's crowd is older, which is what we keep hearing, that Bernie Sanders has got all the kids. Well, what if all the old people stay home and Bernie Sanders wins because the young people showed up?
How old is Sanders?
Oh, he's older than Biden, yeah. But for some reason the kids like him. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it, but they do. You know, this is real impact. Low voter turnout can change an election.
Oh, sure.
And we've got this Atkinson woman running against Reinicke in the nastiest election I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, boy.
Mm. That is nasty as could be. Well, I mean, she could... common wisdom would have said she wouldn't win. But Republicans tend to be older. So what if the Reinicke people stay home because they're fearful of disease and she slips in? It's strange. This has major impact. I want to come back to sports, though, because if a team doesn't practice, when they finally get to the games, whenever they happen, I mean, what's that going to look like?
Well, and with spring sports, they start the tournaments, because the tournaments are like, you know, the state track and field championships and so forth. It's that first weekend in June. And if you don't come back till, say, the second week in April... because tournaments start usually about the second week of May. So you'll have 2 or 3 weeks, and then you're into tournaments. So, and you get to the point, if you can't practice, you just throw in the season and say, we're not going to have baseball or we're not going to have softball this year.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the question right now. They're saying, Dr. Arusi, who was on earlier on, said, we don't even know if we're going to have testing this year. Well, what does that mean? If you don't pass the test, I think Ohio law says that you don't graduate. Well, if you don't even have an option to take the test, do they just pass you, or do you not graduate? I don't know. What do you do?
And again, that's one of those revolving, you know, hour by hour decisions that are being made.
Yeah, you know, something that hasn't been mentioned yet. Farmers produce our food. What if half the farmers are excluded from working because of the virus?
This weekend's going to tell a tale, because the schools are canceled, the colleges are canceled, the nursing homes are on lockdown, but people still have the option to go out in society and go to restaurants and go to grocery stores and go to department stores, go bowling, so on and so forth. Will they do it? If they don't do it, Monday morning there'll be big trouble. If they do it, we'll be okay. What do you think? You think they will? I don't know. If you're in the store stockpiling toilet paper and Clorox and whatever you're doing, that's telling me you don't plan on going outside. And a big population of restaurant people is elderly people who aren't cooking anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? I mean, can you call off at this point? If you're a server, if you're a cook, cooks, I think, would be under terrible scrutiny here at this point.
No.
Serving your food?
We could go out to Quarry Lake Park and jump off a cliff.
It's depressing, isn't it, Charlie? Might as well just end it off.
Or stay in bed and pull the covers up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Charlie, really, you're the only one here who is of the age, 70 and over.
And I don't feel so good.
I mean, does it worry you?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
You just...
Whatever will be, will be.
But is it a... So there's... Do you think it's enough to be fearful for? That if somebody is 85 years old, that they should really think twice? Will you think twice about going to church? Will you think twice about shaking hands? So on and so forth.
I don't know. I go about my daily routine and that's it.
So no change?
No.
I don't know. I don't know how the seniors... I wonder how seniors are reacting. Are they paying attention to this? I don't know.
And the senior center, I mean, they do a lot of trips and so forth. I think they have one coming up here pretty soon. Do you put 60 people on a bus and take them on a trip? You know, who knows?
Are the Clippers done right now?
As long as the bus has a restroom and toilet paper.
The Clippers announced last night that they were moving their season back, depending on when the major league season started. Now, major league season, I mean, they announced that they're delaying it for 2 weeks. But, again, does that mean 4 weeks? Does that mean 6 weeks? And with baseball, you can't really go past the 1st of October just because of weather conditions. So you're going to go from 162-game schedule maybe to 140-game schedule. Do you start playing doubleheaders? What are you going to do? And, again, that impacts all the people that work at the stadium, you know, the parking lot employees. It's just the whole, you know, trickle-down effect is just huge.
Which we haven't seen.
Yeah.
You know, this is the start. This is the head of the financial crisis we're going to find ourselves in, because people will not get that check either next Friday or the Friday after that. What happens then? When the first of the month comes and people can't pay their rent and people can't pay their utility bills, and are people going to give slack to that? I don't know. Will they be ordered to by the federal government? Is there, you know, don't we have FEMA? Wouldn't this fall under FEMA, emergency?
FEMA, Federal Emergency Management, whatever.
Wouldn't they? I mean, they take care of hurricanes and all that sort of thing. I think we might need some help here. We keep hearing about this Ohio Rainy Day Fund that we've had down there forever. Well, I think it's raining now. We probably can crack that thing open.
Yeah.
What? How much is in that now? A lot of money.
Millions and billions.
Well, what about colleges? Colleges, I hear now people are saying, hey, you know, where's my tuition money? Where's my dorm money? I can't go to the dorm.
Yeah. And Brian said, if because he went to Ohio State, he said, if I was a college student, he said, I'd want my money back this quarter. You know, you don't want to, you go to college, you want to be with your friends, you want to take classes with a professor, you don't want to sit at home and do it on the computer. So, you know, will there be people suing colleges to get their money back?
Well, the big thing about this, I mean, the bottom line is, will this work? We know what it is. It's a viral infection that you have to come in contact with somebody to get. Is this going to stop it? Is this sensible?
Only time will tell.
Yeah, well, we don't know at this point.
We don't know, and because I don't think people are going to stay home. I think you're going to see about 30% a knockdown in restaurants and things like that. I think you'll see 30% less, and then that'll be that. But the question is, because it's only 30%, did that stop the spread? Because it's going to go up. You've got 60 people under quarantine or whatever they're watching. I don't know what they call it, quarantine. You've got 5 people diagnosed here in Ohio. It's going to go beyond 5.
And they talk about, what, self-diagnosing, or what's the term for 14 days? Self-imposed. You know, how many people are actually going to do that?
I don't think a whole lot. 70%. Go ahead, caller.
My question is 3 weeks. What's going to happen after 3 weeks? Is it all supposed to disappear in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I think the thing is, we're going to try to stop the spread. I think that's their big fear right now. But I don't think you can't quarantine people to their houses who aren't sick.
I was going to say, you're supposed to be home, but people aren't going to stay home, so they're going to go out. So what happens if somebody contact somebody a week before the kids are supposed to go back to school? It doesn't make any sense.
Isn't it a problem, though, with the kids being out and the teachers being out? Aren't you putting more people out into the public? At least you knew where they were from,
right?
8, 7 to 3 every day.
I agree.
They're going to be out everywhere.
I know. The 3 week thing, I just don't understand it.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the opinion.
Sure.
And you can weigh your opinion. This is your radio station, 740-383-9944. And we tape everything here. And this will be one of those shows we, you know, 100 years from now, somebody at the Historical Society will pull out and say, what was going on then? Well, they were talking about Clorox. And, you know, it is weird what we talk about in odd times. Do you remember September 11th and the duct tape and the plastic you were supposed to put over your window if you had a terrorist attack?
I don't remember that.
Remember we were on a color system for a while. If it was yellow, if it was red, we were in more danger. That all went by the wayside.
Well, of course, remember with the gas shortage situation, allowed to get gas on certain days.
Is that what this is? It's getting there. Go ahead, caller.
This is about Ohio State. Back when they had the riots at Kent State and they closed Ohio State down, I was down there. And everybody was sent home, and nobody got any money back for anything. If you were in a dorm, you didn't get your money back. If you everybody went on a non-pass fail grade, so you didn't get any grades. You just got pass or fail, and that's how they did the grades. But nobody received any money back. When they closed it then.
You were allowed to come back, though, and get your belongings and so forth?
Well, they reopened. What? They reopened after a while, and we went back to classes.
Okay.
But you didn't get any refunds from anything.
Yeah.
And some people had to stay. Like, my wife was a student teacher, so they say, if you don't go student teach and learn do the teaching part, because it was at a Columbus City school, then you didn't graduate. But everybody else they sent home.
That's
interesting. You had to go graduate from the student teaching, and you had to provide yourself a place to stay, because she was in Taylor Tower down there, which was a dorm then. But they didn't have any compensation for anybody.
Yeah.
I imagine it'll be that way this time, too. They aren't going to deal money back to people, I don't think.
Are you fearful? I mean, this is really what I want to know from people. Because we don't seem to be here. We're all out today. We're here in the studio. Do you have fear of this? Is this something that is on your mind when you go out in public? Are you going to stay home the next 3 weeks?
Well, we mostly stay home all the time anyhow. But, no, I'm not going to worry about it until you get thousands of people with it. Because you could have thousands of people with it right now, but it has to get to the people that end up in the hospital.
Well,
as soon as the hospital starts getting more and more people, right now they say they got 4 cases in Ohio. Are any of them in the hospital?
You know, I wish they would parade them out at these press conferences so we could see how they look. You know, are they in the hospital with a respirator on, or are they just coughing? You know, you don't know. They don't tell you that.
Yeah. Plus, they haven't checked very many people either. There's not enough checks, you know, tests to check everybody either. There's like a million tests they made, and there's like, 333 million people in the United States? So that million tests ain't going to check. They ain't going to check 1% if they used them all today. So you don't know how much it's out there anyway.
That's true. I agree. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Oh, you know, that remind. Oh, by the way, phone lines are open, as we say, 740-383-9944. If it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Try back. But Kent State is celebrating 50 years this year. Commemorating, I guess, is what you'd say. Jane Fonda coming in for this. I don't think that. I mean, that's April.
That was the first week in May.
First week in May.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a song? I know there was a song written about it at one point. May 4th or May 5th?
Yeah, I think May 4th.
May 4th?
About right, yeah.
I mean, they've 50 years. They've got a week of celebration planned. We did a story on it. Jane Fonda's coming in. She sold out the place, 2,000, 3,000 seats. You know, that's very close to the cutoff point here. If we're talking the Masters, I don't know that that's going to come off. Has Kent State called their classes off?
I think most all of them have.
I think.
Yeah, I know my Miami and Bowling Green and a lot of those have, so I would think Kent probably has.
I don't know. What does it have, if you're a cancer patient, if you are this type of person, what effect does it have on you? I would think not good. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead. Are you there? Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you. My kids are in elementary school, and I'm on my way home. You know who I am. I'm Ron.
I do. Yep.
But when this is, I'm just got off of work, but when they go back to school in 3 weeks, my question to you is, if it's not cleared up or anything, will they cancel school longer or?
Oh, yeah. We had Dr. Russi on from Marion City today, which is where your child goes. And the thinking is, right now it's April 6th. If things don't get any worse, that's what it'll be. But he even said this morning, we don't know what the long term of this is going to be at this point. They're having meetings. They're discussing. And if it need be long term, how do we do home instruction long term? So April 6th right now is just when we hope life will resume, but it's certainly not a definite at this point.
Okay. The other thing is, as well, the schools allow, do your school online, or, you know, how are they going to pass them?
That's a good question. I think they're having meetings about that today and Monday. In the high school and middle school level, I think they'll be able to probably deal off the Chromebooks that they use now. Elementary school is going to be a little more tricky, I think. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, because mine's in fifth grade, and they're getting ready to go to sixth grade, so how in the world are they going to, get the work, done.
People who aren't fifth grade and under, I think it's going to be a little more tricky than using a Chromebook, which is what they use in high school and middle school. I don't know. It's very confusing, and I don't know what the county schools do. Do Pleasant and Ridgedale, do they work out of Chromebooks? I would imagine River Valley probably does. But if you're a school in economic trouble, which Ridgedale would certainly be that, I don't know if they have that type of infrastructure to run something like this at this point. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Thank you for calling.
I don't even know what a Chromebook is.
Charlie, tell him what a Chromebook is.
Well, I've got one, but I haven't used mine in ages.
Really?
Because I don't have enough Wi-Fi.
It's a basic. It looks like a laptop.
Because I don't have Wi-Fi at my house.
So you'd never pass.
No.
You'd never make it. No, but you gotta. It's a laptop that. It looks like a laptop, but what it is, it's specifically geared for programs at the schools. Now, you can still use it to surf the web and all that, but it's specifically geared toward programs like Alex and Apex that the schools use. That's what it is.
Okay.
And the schools have Chrome carts where they try to take care of all the folderol at the schools. Go ahead, caller.
I was listening to NPR this morning, and one of the school people was saying there's like 34,000 kids in the state of Ohio that are homeless. They don't have access to computers. People that live in some places in Marion County don't have access to high-speed Wi-Fi. How are they going to do this homework?
I think that's what the superintendent and the board and everybody is meeting about today. I would think that's a good question.
Well, and the superintendent and one of the teachers in Worthington, they're going to open up some of their schools for like the summer feed type concept because they have so many kids that do breakfast and lunch, reduced and free lunches
because they
can't be home.
I think that's going to happen here. Dr. Arusi said that's, I think, going to happen at the bus stops at this point, but that could change moment to moment. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be food. I don't think they're going to let the kids go without eating here in Marion.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Scott.
Yeah, I had somebody stop by the house, Wubba. And I didn't know because I said I don't have a computer at home. And they wanted to do something. And he said, do you have Wi-Fi? And I said, I don't think we do. I called Brian in Columbus. And I said, do we have Wi-Fi? And Brian said, no. So I don't have Wi-Fi at the house.
Yeah, well, you know, there are some lower economic kids who probably don't have it either. And there are homeless kids in Marion City Schools. I hate to tell you, that's a little, you know, that's no secret.
I need to check emails and stuff, I'll either go to the station or I'll go to the library.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I mentioned when I came in, I heard the Columbus libraries are shutting down tomorrow through, I think, April the 6th or whatever.
Well, I would guess if you were a student with Marion City, that public library would be a good safe place to go get on your Wi-Fi and do your thing. But if they close it, there you go. I imagine the library is going to be very busy if they do stay open.
I mean, I'll plan to spend time at the library, certainly,
Yeah, I think the kids would as well. I don't know. You know, see, this is what I don't understand, because my understanding at this point is home instruction is not going to go on as well. That's a thing in Marion City Schools. But if the students are, I mean, isn't the idea that they stay active doing their stuff? Isn't that what the superintendent, so why would you cancel the home instruction? I don't really understand that.
You know, they always talk about, you know, like when you're on a two-week break for Christmas, you know, it always takes you a couple of weeks to kind of get back into the rhythm, or you have, you know, 2.5 months off for summer, and how long it takes you to kind of get back in the rhythm. You know, you take 3 weeks off, again, you're the next week or two, when you come back, you're just going to have to be repeating what you did, had already done.
A high school teacher has 100-plus kids, certainly in Marion City, and River Valley, I think, would be the same thing. I think they have the two biggest populations in Marion County. How is that teacher going to call those students if they don't do their work? Just to say, I'm not doing it. What are you going to do, send them an email, mass email? I mean, I think there's going to be some real difficulties here on the public school level. This isn't college. College is an elective. You choose to go to college. You flunk in college, there went your money. You know, sorry about your luck. That's not grade school. That's not what they used to call grammar school. It's not called grammar school anymore, is it?
I haven't heard that term.
Elementary school.
Elementary. Yeah. Well, but it's high school, too, middle school.
Right, okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just think, you know, moms and dads are going to have to take responsibility and teach their kids at home and muster through all this and pull your bootstraps up and stay at home and do what you should be and only go when you need to go, and we need to help out, all of us.
Now, will you stay home more now because of this than you normally would have?
Absolutely.
So it is a thing.
I think we all need to until we figure out what's going on and how it's going to work out. You know, you look at the Great Depression, World War II, the things that everybody had to go without to muster through and get through it.
Yeah, do you put it in those categories at this point?
Well, we don't know. So we need to be cautious.
Yeah, and I think that's what we exactly have to do. I don't, Do you have family members, elderly family members? Are you worried for them?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I'm worried. I guess worried about everybody.
Yeah,
as far as that goes,
it's a thing. Hey, I thank you for calling in. It's interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I appreciate the call-ins because you want to know what's going on out there, and we still have time, 740-383-9944.
There'll be a lot of people cleaning out their sock drawers this weekend.
I think people will stay home. Mine's 30%. I think 30% of the people will stay home, and the 70% who will go out will say, man, I don't have to wait for a table. I don't have to, you know, I got my food quicker than I normally do. It's going to be an interesting thing. And if the numbers do start to go up, will that have impact? Will that make more people fearful? If somebody dies, God forbid, what would that do?
You know, if mentioned that we were at Ralphie's last night, and Ralphie's was doing a nice business. But if you have a couple of days where business is down, if you have four cooks, do you say we can get by with two cooks? If you have six people in the wait staff, you say, well, we can get by with three or four. So again, the economic impact of this is just, the ramifications are just off the chart.
The restaurant business is going to be particularly awful because servers don't make minimum wage. And if you have less people coming in, your tips are gone.
Yeah.
You're wiped out.
Yeah. They interviewed one of the Columbus stations last night, interviewed somebody that was having this huge St. Patrick's Day party this weekend.
Oh, what about the bars?
You can't get
100 more in?
No.
Can't do it. I would think the bars can't do these parties. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's right.
Yes.
I understand from Grover's. That place, all the bread's just about gone.
All the bread's about gone.
All the tissues and stuff is about gone. They got some left child out there. So everything, it was crowded out there again today. Let's go off the shelves.
And who knows when
they're buying it up.
Who knows when the deliveries will show up? We'll hope soon.
That was the Kroger South.
At the South. Well, North store is about four times smaller, so that's not very good out there. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Yeah, when I was out there about 10:30, I mentioned I had to get milk. I got milk, bread, a couple of oranges, and I had to get donuts. But there were about maybe...
Were there a lot of donuts on the aisle?
There were a good many donuts on there, but the loaves of bread, they were probably down to the last 15 or so.
Charlie, really.
I'm just letting her all roll by.
This is an impactful... If you sit back... I mean, I'm sitting back, too. Last night, when I went into the grocery store, I bought two things. I bought hamburger and Sloppy Joe mix. That's it, and got out. But I'm not in a panic either. I'm not of that age, and this just doesn't strike me as fearful yet. But I'm watching the show, as they say here. I'm people watching, and that's going to be very important because 401ks, somebody made a joke on the internet last night, it's a 301k now because that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, we were in Indianapolis. We were going to get back tomorrow. I was going to go to the Blue Jackets game tomorrow night. Obviously, there's no Blue Jackets game.
Good.
So we had a medical emergency there. So instead of going to Columbus and, you know, spending money on gas and eating down there, I'll probably be home tomorrow night.
Oh, so you do think about it.
I do.
Oh, really? Charlie doesn't. You do.
Because a lot of the things I do are sports related. And now there's no sport. I mean, I go to opening day. I don't know how many opening days I've been to in Cleveland. I'm not going to opening day this year. So you save money on gas. You don't have to worry about parking and that sort of thing.
But when they do have opening day, will you go?
I don't know. If it's the 1st of June or something, it just doesn't have the same appeal. So I don't know if I'll get opening day.
Isn't it called spring something?
Spring training?
Well, what is that going on?
No, they canceled that yesterday.
Like, these teams will be real good when they get out there this year.
You know, and say you have 40 players in spring training, you're allowed to take, you know, like 25. What about those 10 or 12 that are on the team we're going to use the next 2 weeks to try and make an impression to get on the team? They can't do that now.
Well, however you feel about it, the truth of the matter is...
And there's more important things than, you know, spring training games and that sort of thing.
Well, financially, that's going to matter.
Oh, it is.
And the people who work there, it's going to matter. Yeah. And I'm not talking about the players. The players probably do okay. The concession workers, the ushers, the people who take the tickets, that's where you're going to see some problem. People who park the cars.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is everything just going to sit empty that normally would be massively packed? What about concerts? Concerts are going on, theater shows in Columbus. I have not seen the Marian Palace cancel anything yet. I don't think they have anything until early April, but will they go on? And if they do, will people show up?
I know Amy Grant is about the middle of April, and I know tickets are going really, really well for that.
She's had some medical problems.
Well, is she going to come? I mean, are the performers going to come stand in these theaters and do their thing? I doubt it. Yeah. Tom Hanks has this thing. I mean, Mike, somebody yesterday said, hide Betty White because, you know, she would be at the age risk.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange what is happening right now, and it's a spiral.
I mean, I'm not going to go to Mansfield and see my mother for a while. I mean, I saw her last weekend, but, you know, I was exposed to, you know, Wednesday night to 7,000 or 8,000 people. I feel fine. I don't expect to get it. I don't. But again, do you want to take that chance?
What are those brown spots on your nose?
Yeah. So I've already decided I'm not going to put my mother in jeopardy.
Now, Charlie, you just came off vertigo here. I mean, if you, being 85, if you started to feel tired, is one of your tired today, you've been saying.
Yeah, right.
If you start to feel tired and what do? You get a cold. These are the symptoms, right? You're tired, you get a cold, you feel sluggish. I mean, are you going to go to the doctor before it develops into anything?
I've been to so many doctors here lately. I've been to the nicest heart doctor, Dr. Mustafa, the other day. And we joked around. It was a lot of fun. I just wanted to compliment him.
Now, is he concerned?
We never mentioned it.
Well, earlier on, I don't know what it's like now, but when I came in this morning, the parking lot on a Friday down here at the heart failure clinic and where they do all the drug testing is normally very busy. It wasn't this morning.
Really?
There were two cars in the parking lot when I came in this morning. I don't know if it's gotten busier as the days went on. Hmm. But that's another thing. Are businesses doing hiring? You know, would you?
I told you, Delta's, they've sent out a memo a couple days ago. They've stopped all training, hiring. If you were going to go somewhere for training and so forth, they've stopped, you know, all of that effective immediately.
So what we've learned today is if you want toilet paper, bread, and milk, stay home. But if you want donuts...
You can still get milk. At least I could get milk and bread, but not the toilet paper.
Was it whole, or did you have to buy 2% or skim?
I got the 2%.
Did they have them all there?
Yeah, they had all the milk.
So it hasn't hit the dairy department yet?
No, it hasn't hit the dairy yet.
You know, dairy farmers love to sell more. A lot of them have gone out of business and will continue to go out of business. The business just isn't there anymore for dairy products.
I think it'll be interesting Sunday to see how many people go to church, because so many people that go to church
are elderly.
So I would look for church attendance to be way down.
Well, and remember, we have not gotten to the daycares yet. The daycares did not fall in what Governor DeWine said yesterday. He said K through 12, and like in Marion, we have privately operated daycares, like Day Spring, I think, has a daycare. Epworth, one of the long-term daycares. Now, they're not in it yet, but will they close? I know they're having meetings. You know, do you think they will, Charlie? Do you think the daycares will close up?
Eventually, perhaps, but there's no way of telling what's going to happen in the future because it's, you know, no way at all.
This is uncharted territory.
But yeah. Would we have thought yesterday we'd be here today? I did not see that.
I didn't think I'd be talking to you this morning. No.
It changed in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And I think I was talking to Dr. Yulin yesterday. The truth is, I mean, I think you look at 9/11 and you look at wars that we've had. What makes this different is not about casualties. You know, the last war to be fought in the United States was the Civil War. And yes, we've had terrorist attacks, but they happen one day, and it's not a continual event. This is continuous, and we're watching Italy happening in real time. Now, it's true their hospitals weren't ready, but have ours been tested? We don't know. And our population is a lot bigger than Italy's, and our elderly population is a lot bigger than Italy's. So I don't know what the long-term ramifications. Do we have a respirator for every room? Do we have a breathing machine for every room? I would hope so.
Either that or we just all die and forget it.
That's right. Well, that would put an end to it, wouldn't it?
That's not a good option.
No, that would put a period on it.
That sure blast the sports out of the water.
Yeah, that would wrap the sports up. I was going to say, do we know anything about the NBA?
They've canceled.
But, well, I mean, is there any...
No date. Same thing with the NHL.
Because they wrap up in June, don't they? NBA?
Usually about the second week in May.
Oh, really?
And then you have the playoffs.
Yeah. So they don't know anything?
No, don't know anything.
And one of their players got it.
That's what really... somebody at the Big Ten tournament yesterday said if he had not contacted that and come out Wednesday night, that they probably would have still been playing yesterday.
It's very interesting. I'll be back on the air tonight, and anything that happens between now and then, the president's going to speak.
I'll be home. I might listen tonight.
You might listen to it to see what happens. Maybe to get a doctor
I'm
on.
Still around, I might listen.
If you're still around, you'll listen to 8:10 to 10 p.m. We'll be live tonight, and any updates, and I'm sure this will be the topic tonight.
I'm not going to be watching any basketball tonight,
no,
that's for sure.
No, there's nothing else to do. Yeah. Turn on the radio tonight, and we'll tell you what's going on here. Look, I'm going to go out and look around today and see. I'll be at the schools this afternoon. I'll tell you what happened there today, so I'll give you an update. But truly, you know, we say it a lot, unprecedented, but this is one of those unprecedented moments you're going to remember. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Much more news around the corner, and come back tonight at 8:10 for a live program.